Christy Nickerson being recognized this year as a Mayor's Spotlight on the Arts in Canmore. She joins me on the show today. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you, Rob?
Good. So tell us a little bit about yourself. You're a landscape artist, I understand.
I paint the Canadian landscape. I'm interested in our local subject matter of Canmore and Canada.
What got you into doing that? When did you start painting and realizing this is what you wanted to do?
I'll have to thank my mom, I suppose, because she's the one that would bring all the watercolor sets on canoe trips and camping.
How long have you been in Canmore now?
Since 2006.
Was it the landscape that drew you to Canmore then?
It was the birth of my niece and a self-directed residency at the Banff Centre.
You spend your days, I guess, out in nature and painting. I imagine that's kind of a beautiful job to be doing.
It's the best job in the world. You know, you bring your snacks and your bear spray and your lunch and hang out. It's beautiful.
Have you ever had any, say, crazy encounters with wildlife in the middle of nature or any stories like that?
Yeah, well, there was this beaver that tried to ruin my palate and fly-by herring bird or, you know, silliness. I've had a little black bear in my paint box before. Gotta scare them as much as they scare you, I guess.
I guess so. Yeah, right on. So what's your favorite thing to paint?
I was painting Policeman's Creek over and over again. I'm trying to take a break from that. Mm-hmm. I do paint a lot of trees, but you can only paint so many of those. I'd say color is my favorite thing to paint. The viscosity of paint is my favorite thing about painting.
I understand you have two children, one sort of just getting into school, one preschool. Has having kids sort of affected your flexibility to just sort of go out in nature and paint?
Absolutely. But the curve is coming around. You know, the five-year-old, almost six, he can hike 8K return now. The younger one is getting old enough now that he can start going on play dates.
Yeah.
It really has affected my multitasking and, okay, now you have to be productive. But it's good. It's a learning curve. I think it's all part of who I am now and my art practice. So,
I mean, how is what you do influence how you raise your children? I mean, are you introducing them to art? Are they really starting to get passionate about that sort of thing?
I'm not sure where their passions lie, but yes, they carry their own materials when we go on site to go painting. I think they're a little bit more into craft and glue than necessarily subject matter.
What does it mean to be recognized at this year's Mayor Spotlight on the Arts?
It's pretty awesome. I'm really honored. It makes me feel more and more like a local here. This is where I belong, and I am a part of the arts community here.
Christy Nickerson being recognized at this year's Mayor Spotlight on the Arts, which is happening at the Canmore Miners Union Hall, 5:30 on September 24th. Get your tickets for $20 at the Arts and Culture Office at the Town of Canmore. Christy, thanks so much for joining me on the show today.
Thank you, Rob.